This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. This time of year, it's not uncommon for pants to fit a little more snugly than usual. No judgment here, but there was a thread on the app formerly known as Twitter the other day about one reason that dress pants, particularly tailored men's dress pants, don't really fit anybody like they used to. Here's the author of that thread to explain.
My name is Derek Guy, and I'm a menswear writer. The thing to understand is that ready-to-wear clothing really started around the mid-19th century. Before that, most people had their clothes made in the home, or if they could afford one, they'd go to a tailor, which means that the trousers were made for you. They were custom-made for you according to your posture, your build, you know, how you like your trousers to fit. But in the kind of old way of making things, after the pattern was drafted and after the garment was sewn, it would undergo another step that involved a heavy iron. It was known as ironwork. If you think of your own build, if you're standing upright and you looked at yourself in the mirror, but from the side, you'd notice that your legs are not completely straight. You know, they have a joint in the middle, your knees, and they have more muscle mass on your thigh than the back of your thigh. And then you also have more muscle mass on the back of your calves than the shin. So this forms a kind of S-curve shape. And this normally wouldn't be a problem if you wear very full trousers. But most people wear something a little bit slimmer. And what ends up happening is that the trousers end up catching on the front of your thigh and the back of your knees. From a tailoring perspective, that's not a great fit. What you want is a very clean, straight line, and historically that was done with a very heavy iron. The tailor will shape one leg by pushing the top part forward, and then they will push the bottom part backwards. So when you actually end up looking at the trousers, you get an S-curved shape. And if you're living in the U.S., there's essentially no one who really does this anymore. Well, on some level, it doesn't really matter. There are many, many aesthetics where you do not have to care about ironwork. But, you know, to some degree, it's a bit of a shame that, you know, this art of making perfectly fitting trousers is disappearing. We are moving further away from the process of how clothes are made. We're right at this cusp where clothes are kind of filling out again, and usually the youth leads fashion. So I assume in 2024, 2025, this will probably be less of an issue. As you widen the trousers, the less likely your pants are going to catch at the front of your thigh, the back of your calves. But the creation of ready-to-wear clothing and the loss of custom tailoring also means that some of these very niche skills like ironwork have become increasingly rarer and more difficult for a person to find in their local place.
Menswear writer Derek Guy there. You can find him on X at Dye Workwear.